Lasting Media.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
I'm JP.
I'm JD.
And I'm D-Rock.
And you're listening to the only whiskey podcast dedicated to blind tastings under 50 bucks.
We go past the labels and beyond the marketing to vote on our favorite pours without bias or breaking the bank.
Welcome to the Blue Collar Bourbon Show. Well, guys.
Yeah.
By popular demand or...
Wait. Really?
Unpopular.
Just let it be popular for once.
Oh, thanks for waiting. I was going to give you this grand.
Oh yeah.
I was going to give you this entrance.
I don't think he needs a grand entrance.
It's been a minute, so without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Postman.
Howdy, guys. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, we just opened up the studio back where everything's kind of back to normal.
Until he showed up.
Yeah, it's never.
Oh, you know, you guys missed me.
We had people asking about you. Wanted to see how you're doing during this whole quarantine time. Like, what were you getting into?
Well, some things have changed. COVID's given me some time to think
about
just about life and
choices.
Choices, pretty much.
Life choices
and the lack of good choices.
very much lack of good choices. What I've realized is that I've been a real unsuccessful governor. Yeah, I've had a...
That's a promotion. From postman to governor.
What happened?
Me and Bill Lee, we had a little tiff and I had to get out of there.
Tennessee governor, yeah. Bill Lee.
But no, I realize I'm a bad government employee. Therefore, I do not have a government job anymore.
Oh,
but
okay.
One of the things I realized is that I make more on unemployment. So, sit back.
But you didn't have a government job before.
I consider USPS and
I
UPS
thought you
government
got
jobs.
I thought you got fired from that, went to UPS.
Yeah, I got fired from USPS and went to UPS.
Right.
But then I got fired from UPS too.
It's okay. A very fluid situation. It's so hard to keep count of firings.
You're an unsuccessful government employee and an unsuccessful private sector employee.
Man, sure.
Unsuccessful
sector?
At making good choices.
Right. Or being an employee at all, anywhere. Yeah.
Postman's very familiar with private sectors.
All right, producer.
Mean man with the joke.
Wow. Man, you come in and you just get drilled right away. That's what she said.
Oh, jeez.
So you're not working. What have you been doing? What's occupying your time?
I mean, you want me to be real honest?
Yeah, please. Well, I don't know. Wait, hang on. How honest do we want him to be?
I think this is
we're
going
right. to edit.
This is like PG or
there's a high
G
possibility whatever you're about to say will get cut out. So
no, I'm just going to say smoking weed and hunting.
Okay.
Oh, actually, this last trip I went on, we got up at 4 a.m., went out there, sat on a damn tick hill, whatever the hell those are, had ticks all over us, but we had tequila at 4 a.m. What did he bring? It was something real girly. Trulies. Right,
he brought Trulies to go hunting.
My buddy brought Trulies.
Is he straight?
Yeah, this is a straight guy.
Oh.
I questioned him highly after
Trulies
that, but
on a hunting trip,
I stuck with the tequila, Miller Lite, and my turkey whistles.
How'd that work?
We did see a turkey, and it was too far out; couldn't get it to come in. So then I just shot some frogs the night before.
So you guys went frog gigging.
Yeah, we went frog gigging.
Wait, hang on. What is this?
Frog gigging? You don't know what frog gigging is?
No.
All right. Tell us.
How do you not know what?
It's a South thing. Like,
yeah, he wasn't raised here.
So basically, you get a spear or a rod, and if you can do it with nails, or you can get like an actual nice one where it's made with like steel spears on the end. It's just a long rod with the spears on little spikes on the end, and you see a frog and you right into its body.
Why?
Because then you take it back and you strip it and you eat it.
Well, how big are these frogs? How much meat are you actually getting off these frogs?
These are some big bullfrogs. I'm talking like, I mean, probably like 2 pound, 3 pound bullfrogs. Probably get a.
So, but before, what was the thing? So before you hit them, hit the frogs, don't you? What does the light do? You put the light in their face or something like that?
Yeah, you blind them with the flashlight or your headlight that you have on your head, and then they get all freaked out, and then you just say, bye-bye, sucker, and you take their head off. But what's more fun is when you get tired and your arms get tired and you just pull out the .22 with the scope and somebody shines it right on the head and you just blast that little sucker.
So you guys are just sniping frogs.
Oh, man. By the end of it, we had sniped like 50 of them. And then we forgot to put it in the fridge.
So we had 50 dead frogs. Yeah.
Sitting in a bucket.
We woke up the next morning when the dogs was going through the bucket of frogs.
So gross.
He ate one too.
Who put these frogs in my Trulies?
He said, I told you to put those up.
Yeah, so we didn't even get to eat the frogs either.
That stinks.
And I didn't get any turkeys. But now it's on to squirrels and fishing for a while.
All right. You keeping your options open for a job? You're just not really looking right now?
Man, it gets real comfortable when you don't have to work and a check just comes in.
All right.
Well, no, I'll look for something here soon, but I'm just, you know, enjoying life, hanging out.
What are you drinking?
Well, see, what did I just finish? I just finished some George Dickel at the house. And, I mean, honestly, I've kind of been on a tequila kick lately.
Oh. Wait, you have a house?
Me, man, I can do your job for you if you want to leave. Over there in the peanut gallery.
I mean, it's more of a trailer, right?
It still counts as a house.
Okay, all right. Mm.
There is a number for the residence address, but yeah.
That you wrote on the front of the box? Or
what, you can buy actual numbers
not
to put
so much
on there?
Wrote, but like etched into the metal siding. Yeah.
With my big Bowie knife.
All right, sorry. So you're drinking Dickel. What else?
Let's see. So Dickel, and then like I said, I've been on a little tequila kick.
Okay.
And then, which we make ranch water, which ranch water, if you don't know, is what's it called? I don't know, just white tequila and Topo Chico and then a lime, and that's it. It's dangerous.
All right.
Besides that, I finished some Booker's. Really, I need to get back to the liquor store, honestly. Get some more put on my shelf.
Okay.
Well, we tried some stuff a couple episodes back. D-Rock, you brought in that Evan Williams 100 proof. That was under 25 bucks, right?
Yeah.
Man, stellar. So maybe we can get send him home with a Postman with a pour.
Wait, what was it called?
Evan Williams.
Oh.
Bottled and Bond?
Mm-hmm. Mm, boy, Evan. I like Evan.
Was $19 or something
like that? Something like that, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I might get some flack for this, but I like Evan typically more than Jack.
Why would you get flack for that?
I feel like those are two real competing brands.
Because of two dudes' names?
That helps.
That's about as complicated as Postman gets.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay to like both. It's fine. You don't have to choose one or the other. You choose what you like.
Yeah.
Speaking of choosing, who brought today?
I did.
Wild card.
Here we go.
Cue the wild card music.
I need a jingle. Mean Man, why don't I have a jingle?
We can do like a little Western thing and like.
Bow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
All right. I'll whip something up.
Okay.
The wild card.
I brought.
Okay.
Got an A and a B.
Feeling confident?
Yeah. All right. I am feeling confident.
Confident that they're good choices or confident that they're just...
I didn't
just
specify. I just said I was feeling confident.
You just feel good today. Somebody smoked too earlier.
Got them on a good day.
All right. A is in the front and B is in the back. Let's do A.
All right.
A.
Colors were good. What you'd expect.
Yeah. Doesn't look scary.
No.
What's it smell like? What's it smell like, D-Rock? You don't look too sure.
I'm not real sure.
Is it a little corny? Or are you picking up something else?
There's something else. I don't know what it is.
Well, you guys are all like hesitating. You're like scared. It's just whiskey, guys.
Cheers.
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 I don't like it.
I have a good I have a good idea why you don't like it.
Whew. You're going to say it's because it's out of my price range?
It is skunky at the end.
Yeah, it is.
Whew. I did not expect that.
Does this remind you of like a single malt?
I don't know if that's it.
That's not just funk. That's skunk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a lot of funk on it too, but the very end is, whoa.
What's the difference between funk and skunk?
Funk can be good in the right situation with the right whiskey. Skunk is never good.
No, it stinks.
Can I ask how much it is yet?
We could say over or under.
You could.
Pick a number.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Over or under.
It's over.
Over?
It's closer to 50 than it is 25, yeah.
Wow.
That's unfortunate.
It's got some burn.
It definitely has a burn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It burns.
It's barley-y. Heavy on the barley.
Okay.
Closer to 50. Not a fan.
Okay. Like, how much of not a fan? You trashing it?
No. I'll try. If somebody gives it to me, I'll try it. Somebody buys it for me, sure.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I gotta like it.
True.
But I'll try it.
Okay.
Unenthusiastic try.
Okay.
Same boat.
Okay.
Unenthusiastic try. I'm gonna put a little water just to
see if
that does anything.
See what that does.
Did that help any?
Took the burn out, made it a little more tolerable.
Okay. But still got the crazy skunky funk thing.
A little bit, but I don't notice it as much.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and trash the hell out of this.
Yeah, that's how much you don't like it?
Yeah, no. Like, okay. I mean, I finished it obviously, but no.
All right. You think it's pretty terrible?
Yeah.
Water didn't do anything for you, JD?
It tamed it down. It's not as
doesn't have much of burn.
Abrasive, yeah. Maybe.
Abrasive is a good descriptor for that. Yeah.
All right.
Not a fan. And I can get kind of crazy with my picks, but I'm not picking this one.
Do you think this was? You think Redneck Riviera is better? Or?
Where did you pull that one from?
I saw it earlier.
No,
I wanted to get it.
No,
I was going to say it was.
All right, I'm not going to trash it. Obviously, I have more information on it than you guys do, but I'm not buying it. I'm in the same boat you guys are.
Okay,
unenthusiastic try.
Just tasting notes aren't there for you. Need something.
It's just too. It's too. There's weird. Just a weird funkiness at the back of it that's not fun.
You're just wanting something more straightforward.
Yeah.
Doesn't an unenthusiastic try mean that you wouldn't buy it either?
Well, I'm not buying it.
So,
but I'm not going to trash it and say that it's just outright crap.
It's not offensive to drink.
Yeah. It's just not my thing. I'm not spending money on it.
No, I'm going to stay with trash.
Okay. Three tries and a trash. All right.
Well, he's going to trash it because he's not going to pay close to $50
well,
bucks
that's,
for anything.
Yeah, he's not paying that's anything true. Over $25.
Whiskey
yeah.
or wedding rings or anything else. Like.
Well, unemployment checks are nice, but I do have to keep it a little budgeted now.
Got to keep them on a budget. All right.
Okay, what is it?
Is it a major?
No.
Okay.
This is not a bourbon.
It is... This is... A bourbon.
Wow.
What's the mash bill?
I don't have percentages, but I do have what grains are in it.
Okay. Yeah.
Corn, rye, wheat, and barley.
Okay. So it's 4 grain.
But I don't have percentages for any of those. So it's a 4 grain.
But it's going to be at least 51% corn.
Yes, correct. Because they classify it as a bourbon.
Wait, and to be classified as a bourbon, what is it again?
Well, it has to be at least 51% corn.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the stipulations. Mm-hmm.
It's from the South?
It is from the South.
Okay.
Is this from Tennessee?
It is from Tennessee.
Okay.
This isn't George Dickel that I just finished at my house and now I'm trashing it, is it?
This is not a
it's
Dickel.
Not a major.
It's not a major.
No.
Do this place distill it themselves?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
I couldn't find anything that said they didn't.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I couldn't find anything.
Is it Davidson?
I don't know, is it?
I mean, there's only a few in Tennessee, and we've run the gamut on quite a few of them.
Okay.
Oh. Except
knowing that it's a 4 grain, does that change your mind at all? Because obviously a 4 grain is always going to be a weirder taste.
Yeah, the taste profile definitely makes sense now.
Okay.
Does Davidson make something other than a rye, though, bourbon?
I don't know.
I'm sure they do.
For some reason, I didn't think that
they would do. They only make a rye?
Because they make some other spirits, though.
I've got no guesses. D-Rock, you're going with Davidson's?
I'll go with that.
Yeah, I don't have... I mean, I just had Davidson not too long ago, and I don't remember it tasting like this, so I don't have any guess whatsoever.
All right.
Coming in at 41.99 at 100 proof. At least 3 years old. From Nashville, Tennessee. The Davidson Reserve 14.
Hey! Ah, there you go.
Oh, so there is something other than rye.
Yeah, they have like four or five.
That's why it tasted different.
Yeah.
So this one's a 4-grain.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember if we'd had Davidson on the show before, but I don't think we have. I knew we didn't have the 4-grain, so I've never seen it on the shelf.
Yeah. Is this a store pick?
Okay. They had a store pick, but it was over 50.
Gotcha.
And they didn't have a store pick of the 4-grain.
It's not bad. It just comes down to preference.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's I'm sorry, Davidson.
I'm getting the chat whiskey for that price before this.
And that's what what I'm thinking. Like, let's put this against the chat.
Funny you should say that because they're sitting right next to each other on the shelf.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I would spend the $42 on chat way before I'd buy that. So.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just a preference thing.
Yeah.
I'd love to try their other stuff, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like the rye that I had.
So, that wasn't terrible, right?
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible. Could have been worse.
On to B.
B.
A little bit lighter in color.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nose is funky.
I like that nose. It smells good.
Do you?
What is that?
Y'all weird.
Is this Kool-Aid?
I'm getting like licorice.
Yeah. Like fruity type.
I was thinking like
the tasting note of the year goes to Mead Man on the last episode.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Not even kidding.
That was a nosing note.
What bourbon was
like
that?
Fried chicken.
What was the gold bar? Yeah.
the actual little
literally
gold
comes
bar
in the gold bar. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that stuff is gross.
To his credit, though, it had a buttery.
It did
thing.
Have a.
Like, it was like, a little fried chicken.
It was a little fried chickeny. Yeah. So.
Thank you. It wasn't a compliment. Shut your mouth. I love you, me man.
This kind of smells like liquid IV.
Holy.
Why did you drink it? We're not even there yet.
We're not there. What are you doing?
God, I keep forgetting the schedule, but that is.
You are a piece of work. All right, cheers. Ooh,
cheers.
Oh, gosh. You got those tasting notes ready?
Ooh.
What are we supposed to be smelling and tasting?
Ass.
I got nothing.
No, they don't. See, that's your first sign right there. When they don't even give you tasting notes.
This could be NyQuil or something. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I can see that NyQuil.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, my.
Some like purple Tylenol chewables.
Is this
in
over
there?
Or under?
It's certainly under.
Thank God. Can I say again, I'm sorry, Davidson Reserve, now tasting this?
Like
a pappy.
You're not drinking this straight.
No.
So out of the gate, we're drinking this wrong.
Yeah.
You're going to be mixing
with this. What would you mix this with, though, if you had I don't even know what you could mix this with.
I mean.
The drain?
I'm pretty sure we said that on the last episode.
That's a weird
taste.
That's
weird, man. If I can do it again.
I mean, it's pretty cough syrupy.
Yeah,
for sure.
Cherry tasting notes.
As well as
cherry.
It's thick.
So yeah.
Syrupy. Very syrupy.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you get this?
Trash.
Okay. JD's trashing it.
Dumpster.
Okay. Yeah.
Take that one to the dump.
Yeah. Trash.
Trash.
Big time.
Yeah,
trash.
Me too.
And I'm
trash
trying to put...
Trash is all around. Yes!
You know, I'm Mr. Context guy. Let's put this in context.
So if you're the distillery and they have this, you can only get it there. The master distiller gave you a
and
tour.
And it's sold as a mixer.
Yeah.
Like, this is something you use to make specific cocktails with.
I politely pass. I just...
For no. 20 bucks.
Mm-mm. Nope. This is not in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
At all.
All right.
I feel like a... Rather mix a drink with that bucket of dead frogs than this.
Mm.
It's just not.
That's
it's
highly descriptive.
Bad. Real bad.
All right, all trashes. You guys know what it is?
I don't even want to know. Do we have to?
Well, yeah, and what not to get.
What did you pay for this?
$20.
Okay.
$20.
For $7.50.
Wow.
Does whitefish make other kind of whitefishes?
No, this is not a whitefish.
Is this a major?
Yep.
Is it Tennessee?
Nope.
This is not a bourbon.
It is not a bourbon.
It's a flavored spirit. We're sub 80 proof?
Nope.
We're at 80 proof.
So you're higher than 80 proof.
Really?
Man.
Okay, so this is this flavored whiskey?
Technically, yes.
Okay.
Bird Dog.
Is this a Jim Beam?
Nope.
Okay.
It's a good guess.
You just asked if it was Tennessee, and I said no. So you just know it's not Tennessee.
Right.
Okay.
Is it Kentucky?
Yes.
All right.
Major?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a flavored Evan?
It could be an Evan.
Evan Williams Honey?
No. Is that the final answer? Is that what you guys are going with?
You getting some honey in there?
Do you want to know what the proof is?
Yeah, what's a proof?
Yeah.
It's 100 proof.
Wow.
So it's 100 proof flavored whiskey.
How is this 100 proof?
100 proof flavored.
I don't know of any 100 proof flavored whiskeys.
Almost makes me want to drink it.
Is this Heaven Hill?
It is not Heaven Hill.
Okay. Is this Bärenschlager?
It's not German, no.
It tastes like that Bärenschlager we had a million years ago.
Is this an Old Forester?
No, it's not an Old Forester.
Who's going to be a major that makes a flavor?
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
Outside of Heaven Hill.
It's anybody, not a Buffalo Trace, is it?
It's not a Buffalo Trace, okay. Specifically, no.
What does that mean? I'm going to have to kick this to the Patreon chat, see if anybody in there that knows. Flavored Major.
That's a good band name.
Flavored Major. Flavored Major with Smoky Biscuit.
Yeah, dude. They're going to be at Pilgrimage.
The reunion tour.
I mean, what's left in Kentucky that's a major? Woodford, but
they don't do
any flavors.
That's the thing, flavored.
Yeah.
A flavored major. And it's not a Beam.
Nope.
No.
And it's not a Beam. It's not a Heaven Hill.
Nope.
Both it's close to a Buffalo Trace, he says.
It's close to Buffalo Trace?
I just said it's not Buffalo Trace specifically.
But Buffalo Trace is involved.
Buffalo Trace isn't involved at all.
Okay. Well, so there's that. I don't know. I don't want to know. Get this away from me. pour it on gunpowder. I don't care. Yeah. Whatever.
All right. D-Rock, you can lift the box for me. Coming in at $20 at 100 proof from Sazerac.
Oh.
Southern Comfort.
God.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
He just so-coded us.
Yeah.
So that's your Buffalo Trace adjacent.
Yeah. Not Buffalo Trace specifically.
Yes. Yeah. But Sazerac. Yeah.
So I actually went into the liquor store with that already on my mind. Like, I was already going to get a Southern Comfort because I knew we hadn't had one. And I was like, all right, it's not bourbon, but if it's 80 proof, I'll buy it. Because I couldn't remember what the proof of it was. So I walked in there and they have a 100 proof version of it. And I'm like, well, all right.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's $20. Come to find out that, like, Southern Comfort now has a really cool story behind it. So,
this is a real story or a legend has it?
This is a real story. This is the New York Times did a story on it.
Okay.
In 2016, Sazerac bought the Southern Comfort brand from Brown-Forman.
Interesting.
Originally, once upon a time, Southern Comfort actually had whiskey in it. When it was first originated in 1939, before that, it was created by some New Orleans saloon owner.
Okay.
But when he mixed it, it actually had whiskey. He like mixed and it had whiskey in it. But by the time Brown-Forman bought the brand in 1979, there was no whiskey in it. It was just neutral grain spirits.
Okay.
But when Sazerac bought it, that's what they changed. They added whiskey back to it. So they don't disclose. They declined to disclose which whiskeys are being used, but they said that they were all drawn from Sazerac's stocks of North American whiskey. In addition to the existing 70 proof and 100 proof versions, the company introduced a 80 proof Southern Comfort that is considerably more whiskey forward. But I wanted to buy the 100 proof one because it would throw you guys off a little bit more being 100 proof.
What is that flavor?
I don't know. This article says that Southern Comfort is typically known to be a blend of spirits and fruit and spice flavorings.
I mean, that's
Yeah.
But now it's worse since they did it.
It was the New York Times article said that the last time it was cool may have been back when Janis Joplin made a show of swinging it day and night. In fact, the company thanked her for the free advertising by giving her a fur coat.
I mean, I remember drinking this back in college, like from 08 to 2012, and it not obviously it tasted different back then. I liked it a lot better back then.
So, Sazerac bought it, and now they're trying to like change the. They did a complete overhaul of the labels, and they introduced the 100 proof one, and yeah. So
obviously, you're mixing this.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to drink it straight.
No,
but.
What do you mix with this? Sprite?
Coke or Sprite?
I don't even think it's that kind of mixer. I think it's I think it's like college party hunch punch mixer. Like, it's just a shit mix. That's what it is.
Shit mix.
Yeah, I think it's college party. Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe they say the 80 proof one is more whiskey forward. So maybe we should try that one just to see what it tastes like. But
on its own, it I don't know. It's like. Think in your head candy cigarettes and then taste it.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little chalky.
It's like the Valentine's sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The heart shaped candies at
Valentine's. Yeah,
it's gross.
Man.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but can the postman save the show with a choose your cheers?
Honestly, I think I can.
What?
Because
did you bring something with you?
I did.
And he's always let me set it up.
All right.
He always has something with him. He didn't, it ain't nothing we did. Yeah. He's not bringing anything, on our account.
Don't go checking the glove box in my truck. Go get me in trouble.
Whatever choose your cheers has been rolling around in his floor.
No,
of his car.
No, actually this time since I haven't been here in quite a while, Miss Post Lady, Post Woman.
Is she still around?
Yeah, she hadn't left you yet?
We've worked through our differences and stuff, and she's still with me.
Even after quarantine.
Even after quarantine.
Wow.
I mean, I might have had to, like, sleep in the hammock a few times outside.
Is that code? Oh, I thought that was code name for something.
I mean, we did that too, you know what I'm saying? But no, she gave me actually quite the budget and let me bring something special in. But she said I have to bring it back to the house, so y'all can't keep it.
This could be literally... anything.
All right, y'all ready?
Should we?
Sure.
Ready.
Should we leave while you pour?
Are you just going to show us, or?
I was just going to show you guys.
Okay.
You can whip it out and show it.
Yeah, all right. I've done that before. All right, we got a little Baker's Kentucky Straight Bourbon Single Barrel 107 proof.
Did you just blow your whole COVID check on that?
It was a decent chunk.
Okay.
That's where that Trump check went.
But that's also why Ms. Postwoman still works.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I'm doing dishes and shit at the house now.
All right. Well, you got glasses behind you.
Oh, we do?
Pour it out. Into glasses, that is. She's your
cheese. Have you all had this before?
We haven't. Tell us the story on it.
Oh, shit. I don't know the story on it. It's bourbon and you drunk.
D-Rock, tell us the story on this.
So this is Jim Beam.
Uh-huh.
77 corn, 10 rye, 10 malted barley.
Okay.
Looks like it's $55, Phyllis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Postman.
I'm telling you, she let me go.
Over. Blue collar.
Yeah, he is.
Because she let me sleep in the hammock the other night, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, she let you or she made you?
No, this time she let me. It's a sexual innuendo you didn't get earlier.
I don't know what that means.
You're doing postman pours?
Wow.
I'll take that one.
That's yours.
What is that, 5 ounces? Postman, have you had this before?
Oh, no, I have not had this before. Typically stray away from the aisles that are start going above $30.
I can wash that swill out of my mouth before try this.
But yeah, right? It's a pretty good one right here. Over $50. Richer than you guys are.
Yeah, I heard a lot of good things about the Baker 7. I haven't had it yet. Have you guys tried it?
We actually had it on the Rock and Roll Whiskey Tour, the second one.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right?
Yeah. That's right.
When we went to Beam, they let us taste this.
Oh, this is a Jim Beam?
After we begged and pleaded.
Yeah. I don't think she was supposed to let us taste this, but she pulled it out from underneath the counter and poured it out for us. So,
man, it smells great.
Yeah. I remember being amazing.
Yeah.
8 years old, right?
Seven.
Seven?
That's minimum the big seven. Oh, wait, this here it goes. It says 8 years, 6 months.
Yeah,
oh.
8 years. It's 107 proof.
Oh.
Right?
107 proof, minimum 7 years.
Minimum of seven. This one just happens to be eight.
Minimum.
Okay. All right.
Eight and a half years.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers to this.
Cheers.
Oh, man. That's a lot better than what we just had.
Man, that Slightly. Is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's really, yeah. really good.
It's a vanilla blast right there.
Mm-hmm.
And hot, really hot for 107.
Yeah, it is kind of hot.
That would be a good Manhattan maker.
Mm-hmm.
What was the, what'd you say the mash bill was, D-Rock?
77.
77 corn. 13 rye, 10 malted barley.
13 rye. That might be the hot. Yeah. That means the, making it spicy makes it feel hot.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really. Baker Beam. Is that like the brother of Jim Beam?
Or. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he's 140 yeah. years old.
You don't know these days.
All right. I hesitate to ask this, but what's next in Postman's life?
Man, I don't know really. To be honest, I mean, I'm going to start looking for a new job here soon since the country's deciding to open back up.
What do you think you're going to do?
Yeah, I feel like Postman needs to hit a new industry.
Man, I need some ideas. I'm not
well, didn't you get like a degree from Colorado University about like hydroponics or
something? Yeah, like no, growing
something.
I still have my degree from there, but I just need to find some land.
Oh.
I need like about 4 or 5 acres.
Got to plant stuff?
Yeah, right now, though, I told you guys when I came in here, I actually planted two plants. One plant I sprouted. The other plant I planted yesterday, actually. So I got two plants growing in my garden right now.
Sunflowers? These are rose bushes?
No, it's marijuana.
Oh.
With my tomatoes, my oregano.
Can I clear something up?
Sure.
These stories are so outlandish, people are going to think that Postman is making this up.
He's not making that up.
You guys want to see my plant?
Yeah.
I
just want to go on record as saying, like, Postman, like, these things are really happening. Yeah. He's really drinking and hunting and frog gigging and...
There you go. You guys see that plant?
Growing.
That's my little baby.
So, yeah. So you're growing weed in the middle of, like, cucumbers and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Hoping for a crossbred type of deal.
Oh. So eat a tomato, make you high.
Kind of special thing. Cucumbers. Okay. Yeah.
I ain't got to cook it anymore. Just grow it and it's inedible. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Postman's becoming an entrepreneur.
I mean, God bless him, you know?
Cheers to that.
Sure. I sure hope he does because I need it. Bless me, Lord.
All right, Postman. It was good to see you.
It was great seeing you guys.
Never thought I'd say that.
I know.
It has been a while, so.
It's been a minute. We've had some people asking for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to hear. It's glad to be wanted, because Miss Postwoman doesn't always want.
Well, that's just.
Can't imagine why.
That's just marriage. That's just marriage.
I need some love, guys.
You're not going to get that love here.
Well, I know that.
Just to make that clear.
There's no hammock here.
There's, oh, God.
All right. I won't steal JD's line.
It's our line.
Oh, is it?
It's just our ending line.
Well, I get to say it?
Everybody gets to say it.
Say it at the same time. See if you can be in unison.
Postman can say it.
Yeah. I'll say it. What is it?
Well, you don't even listen to the show. You
I do.
Apparently,
I just,
you don't know what the line is.
I got a lot going on right now. Okay.
Then you don't deserve to say it.
How's he going to listen to the show? He doesn't even have a smartphone or anything. He's got like a burner phone or whatever.
I just got
Walmart
new internet. I got new internet now.
You got yourself an Alexa or a Google or a...
Who?
Yeah, okay. All right, till like next week.
Third wife?
Till next week.
Until next week.
Till next week.
Cheers.
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 Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced and edited by Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Special thanks to Westside Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. And if you'd like to further support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon. Our Patreon is loaded with cool perks like our private Discord server, merch, virtual hangouts, and more. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.